It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Welcome back to the Nolan here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. We're getting set for men's college basketball this evening on Care Radio. Here in the heart of America Athletic Conference, the Ravens will be playing host to Missouri Valley. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph in the studio, producing and engineering. Tom Kouse with you here courtside, and Benedictine is looking to maybe take a little revenge out after dropping the first meeting between these two teams back in December in Marshall, Missouri. They lost that one 69-61. This is going to be a different story. This is a very different Raven team. We're going to talk about that, share some numbers and thoughts on the starters when we return right after this.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olay? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
PA guy, introducing the starters to the crowd here this evening. Let's do it. What do you say? First of all, for our visitors this evening, the Missouri Valley Vikings out of Marshall, Missouri, under 20th season head coach Chad Lance. Vikings come into the game tonight at 9-11 overall. They are 8-8 in the conference, and They're going to be starting Jace Lance, yes, the coach's son. He's a 6-foot junior. He is a good one out of Marshall, Missouri. Oh, I always forget about this. You've also got then Colin Smith, a 5-foot-10-inch junior from Collinsville, Illinois, out of Rind Lake College. From Chicago, Illinois, at 6'5", it's going to be the senior Keenan Jones. Belleville, Illinois native, Juwan Patterson, a 6'3" junior, and running it out at 6'5", Jarius Burnett. He's a junior from Warrenton, Georgia, out of Blackburn College. For the Benedictine Ravens, an 11th season, head coach Ryan Moody. BC is going to be starting New Zealander, 6'1" junior, Ezra Baikafa. Ahmad Lewis will get the nod, a 6'2" senior from Kansas City, Missouri. Also out of the KC area, but at least Summit, it's a 6'2" sophomore, Bryson LaRue. Braden Belt from Andover Central High School, a 6'1" senior. And at the post for BC tonight, young man who's just been getting better and better and on a great run right now, 6'8" junior from Littleton, Colorado, it's Gino Corridori. Talking about Gino, he's really settling in for Benedictine as the Ravens are on this nice winning streak, averaging 15 points and 5 rebounds a game during this streak. He is fourth in the conference in field goal percentage, 58.8%. So Gino is really settling in and just getting those game legs and getting it all figured out. Missouri Valley in their traveling uniforms tonight, orange, and I mean orange, with white lettering and trim. What do you think? Is that like a Tennessee orange? It's a pretty bright orange. It looks like it could be that. For the Benedictine Ravens, of course, it's going to be those traditional home whites with red and black lettering and trim. We've had a really great crowd through the whole semester, through the whole season. But the girls' game tonight, here in the guys' game, everybody's here. It is well attended, and Benedictine has been putting a great product on the floor. Looking to do that once again tonight. Ravens coming in on a 4-game winning streak, and I would think maybe it's also delightful to Coach Moody is the Ravens are now leading the Heart in scoring defense. Through 20 games, Benedictine averaging, giving up less than 70 points, 69.5 a game. Ravens are going to take the tip. Out on top, it's going to be Belt. That's a really long three, and it won't go down. Rebounding it away is going to be Missouri Valley, and Keenan Jones sweeps down to basketball. Here come the Vikings up court with it. Up to the top side, holding the ball up high, is going to be Cahan Smith. Smith will swing it back over to the left. Very patiently, 14 on the shot clock. Now the three, shot, missed, rebound, Ezra. And Benedictine going to bring it back the other way. So each team with a possession, neither team with anything on the board to show for it. And the Ravens are back on offense. Left side is going to be Belt into the corner to Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad will drive it across it to the free throw line, bring it back up on top. Ezra, shot clock at 13 by Gappa into the lane. Maybe got an extra step in, and he'll go up with a shot. No travel called, and lots of contact, though, looking to block that shot. It's going to be Keenan Jones picking up foul number one very early in the game. We're at 19:03 to play in the opening half. On the final day of January, hard to believe that we've gotten to this point in the season. What do we got now? Like 7 games left after tonight. So we go to, and we'll talk with Coach about this, I'm sure. If we don't, it'll be because I've forgotten to. We move into moving month tomorrow. Second free throw's up, and it will not go in. So Ezra's going to get one of the two, and Benedictine on the board leading. 1-0. 1-0 Ravens. There's Jace Lance. Jace is good. He's fast. He is an incredible shooter. He has maybe his greatest attribute is he probably has more confidence than anybody you're ever going to see out on the basketball court. Here's a nice spinning shot in the lane. It's going to be up a good Jarius Burnett. Jarius will pick up his first point in the Ravens trail. 2-1. from the outside. LaRue goes three, too strong. Rebound swept back down by Valley. Smith will bring it up for us. Top of the top, bump it over to the left side. Three-point shot. Jones airborne short. Rebound tipped out. It's going to be Ahmad Lewis coming out with the basketball, and the Ravens are going to take it back up the floor. 18-18 to go in the opening half. Ahmad over to the left side to Ezra. Player defense employed by Valley, and as Ezra puts on a quick first step, Lawan Patterson gets behind him, and he'll pick up his first personal foul. Valley team foul two. So it will be Raven basketball put in play from midcourt on the far side. Looking at Bryson LaRue to do the inbound work. Gets it to Ezra near midcourt. Benedictine will once again run its offense. 2 minutes into the ballgame, Ravens trail by a point. Ezra dumps it over to the right side. Here's Ahmad for three. Rims out, no good. Rebound, Vikings. Patterson comes up with a basketball. He's going to bring it up the floor himself. Cruises into the forecourt, steps inside. No shot there. Brings it back out on top to Chase. Chase Lance swings it over to the left. Keenan Jones around the perimeter. Feeds off the block. The leaning in shot is going to be up and good. And that was just a power move. And Jarius Burnett has all four of his team points. It is 4-1, Missouri Valley. 17 and a half to go in the first half. Benedictine continuing to look for that first field goal. Here's Gino. Topside Ezra. Uncontested three. Way short. And a rebound is going to be taken down off the floor by Valley. And here comes Keenan Jones. Keenan swings it over to the right side. Smith with the brightest neon shoes I've ever seen. Three-point shot, well short. Rebounding it, Benedictine and Braden Belts. Ravens taking it the other way. Neither team exactly flaming hot. Benedictine is 0 for 4 shooting the basketball so far tonight. On the right side, Ahmad. Goes in the middle of Gino, doubled up on the block, loses a handle on it, saves it, and able to kick it out of bounds off a Valley player. And Gino's going to check out and into the game with 16:49 to go in the opening half. The Ravens are going to bring Hagen Hilgendorf. So Hagen, 6'9", coming in. Hilgendorf will take the inbound, twist and turn and spin. Has the ball dislodged from his hands. It's rolling on the floor. Benedictine's going to pick it up. 3 seconds, two on the shot clock, and there is a foul with one on the shot clock, and Ahmad is sitting on the floor looking around wondering where it came from. So that is going to be the second foul of the game by Dewan Patterson. And Lawan will check out of the game. We'll pick up his sub here in a minute. It's going to be Giovanni Floyd. Shot goes up. Benedictine will not go in. Back the other way. Here come the Vikings. Giovanni Floyd is a 6'3" junior from Bowling Green, Kentucky. Running shot from the left side is up. No good. Offensive rebound. Now the ball is going to be stripped away. It's batted around. It's cleared down by Braden Belt. Braden will take it up the floor, taking it down the left side, accelerates down the right side of the lane, goes all the way to the baseline, and now he's passed out on top. It's going to be kicked out of bounds by Keenan Jones. Ravens are going to have it in the backcourt. 4 minutes into the game, and Benedictine with 1 point. Valley, not much better with four. It has been low scoring, I think it's very fair to say. BC will have it in play right in front of the Viking bench, and Bryson brings it into topside, gets it up there to Hagen. Hilgendorf to Ezra. Ezra heads for the baseline, picks up defensively on the switch as he comes off the screen. Now goes in, lobs it over to the left side to Belt. Out on top, LaRue for three. Rims out, no. Tipped up, no. Rebound, Valley. And the Raven offense still icy, icy cold, and Coach Moody is going to try to fix that. He's going to make a duo of substitutions, running both Parker and Vanderwood to the scorer's table. 15:20 to go in the opening half. Here's Jace for a long three. Missed it somehow. He usually hits that shot. So neither team having a lot of luck getting it to go in. Here's another three for Valley. That one will go down. Give it to Colin Smith. It is now 7-1 Vikings, 5 minutes in. Left side with it is LaRue. Benedictine just looking to get a field goal. We now pass out on top, thrown away by Hilgendorf, looking for LaRue, coming down the right side, little Eurostep shot is up and way off the mark. That Eurostep, not only I think it's illegal, but it also just kind of throws up your timing a little bit. Now underneath, Hilgendorf from beneath the goal, up and good. Hagen has the first points of the game for Benedictine. Give Ezra the assist. 7-3, Valley. 14 and a half to go, first half. Keenan Jones will have it. Lobs it over to the left side, outside the block. It's Vincent Taylor. Now the shot from the right side, driving, and Smith for his 5th points of the game. And it is 9-3. Talking about Vincent Taylor, a 6'7" senior from Dallas, Texas. 14 minutes to go in the half. Here's Ezra, goes into the lane, takes it all the way to the right side, swings back over to the left, goes to LaRue. His floater from the right side misses. Rebound tipped out. Bounty's going to haul it down. Up the court with it is going to be Smith. Over to the left side to Jones. Lobs it out on top to Lanson. Valley's going to back it away. Raymond did a good job getting down court, stopping that transition offense. Now Valley's going to have to work one in, falling away on the left side. The shot goes up, hits the side of the backboard, but a fortuitous rebound, cleared away by Smith, and he'll bring it underneath, kick it across to the baseline, and that thing's going to escape, get out of bounds, and Giovanni Floyd touched it last. We're going to get a timeout on the court. I think both coaches probably like to have a little chat with their team, and they're going to get a chance to do it. And Joseph, we're going to get a chance to enjoy a breather. 13:32 to go in the opening half. Men's college basketball here in Atchison, Kansas, where it is Missouri Valley 9, Benedictine 3.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Team 32 to go in the opening half. Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium here on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. Valley's coming into the game. Their record not that sparkling at 9-11 overall, but they're 8-8 in the conference, and they come in tonight coming off a big win, impressive 20-point win over Mount Mercy in their last game. In that game, Valley showed that they are very offensively capable. Shot a season-high 53.1% from the field. When they played the Ravens earlier, they hit 39%. But they are capable of putting a lot of points on the board and doing it in a hurry. Right now, they lead BC by a half dozen. Ravens putting the ball in play, coming out of the timeout. Hilgendorf will get it to Parker. Laurie swings it left side, Ezra. Cross-court is going to go to Jack. Vanderwood drives baseline, finger roll, up and miss, rebound. Pull back down by Missouri Valley. Up at the basketball is going to be Floyd. They'll dish it left. Baseline three. Just into the game is Walker. No good. Rebound tipped out. Smith saves it. Smith is an integral cog on this team. He's a little guy, but he makes it all happen. Now here's a baseline shot from the left side. Walker drains it for three. Logan Walker from Missouri Valley is 6'5" junior from Washington State. 12 and a half to go in the first half. Raymond's a little trouble here, cutting it by 9, but they'll cut into that pretty quickly. The 3-point shot for Bryson LaRue. So it is 12-6. Valley back up the floor. Benedictine staying in his player defense, pulling up from about 17 to 18 and spinning it around and putting it in the bucket. Smith with two more. Not only does he handle the ball, facilitates the offense, but he's already the leading scorer in this game with 7. And we're, 8 minutes in, 12 to go in the first half. Here's a feed underneath to Hilgendorf, loses the handle. Now he's in the lane, falls away. He somehow puts it up and in anyway. Hilgendorf showing really good balance and situational awareness to know when he spun around, where he was in proximity to the rim. Making a nice shot there. 14-8, Missouri Valley. Chase Lance will have it on the left side. Again, puts it out on top to Callan Smith. Smith transferred in from Rind Lake College, and I'd be kidding if I told you I had any idea where that was. Shot clock's at 5. Valley still moving the ball around, looking for a shot. 3 seconds to it. It's batted away and stolen by Jack. Vanderwood's coming up with the basketball to Bryson, to Jack, alone, a 3. No. Long rebound, Valley. Chase Lance is going to clear it away. We're 11 minutes to play in the half. Smith to the other end. Floater in and out. Nope. Rebound on the floor. It'll be Hildendorf getting credit for the rebound. 14-8 Missouri Valley. And Benedictine is going to be bringing Belt and Lewis back into the game. Driving in is Ezra. Feeds right side. Parker. Power move. He's not going to let himself get bumped around. Went in strong, and Parker gets his first 2 tonight. And it is 12-8 Valley, 10.5 to go. We're approaching the midpoint already of the opening half. Game's moving fast. Ball comes top of the key, and Hilgendorf cuts off the access for Vincent Taylor. Taylor will throw the ball toward the top. It's going to be misplayed by Logan Walker and get out of bounds at midcourt. Ravens are going to have it back in. 10:22 to play first half. Are we getting a timeout? Somebody taking a timeout at this point? They are. We're getting a timeout with head coach Lance and Missouri Valley. So, Joseph, we're going to do it. 10:22 to go. First half in Atchison. Missouri Valley 14, Benedictine 10.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Come to this point of the game, so we're approximately a quarter of the way in, and you do the math and you think this is going to be like a 50-40 kind of a game, and you wonder, are the defenses that good? Are the offenses just struggling that bad? Here's Corridori with the ball as the Ravens bring it in play. Comes out on top, back to the left, stepping into the middle, Parker, into the corner to Jack. He'll sidestep his defender. His 3 is up and short, and the rebound swept away by Valley's Logan Walker. And as the outlet pass goes all the way into the forecourt, Keenan Jones reels it in. He's going to be fouled by Jack Vanderwood. Now, Jack will pick up his first and Benedictine's first foul, and we're going to get a timeout because it is our media break. One foul by Benedictine in the first 10 minutes of the game. Joseph taking a break. We're at the 9:54 mark of the opening half. Vikings 14, Ravens 10.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Here at the Nola Gymnasium is we're essentially a quarter of the way through the ball game. Benedictine trailing by a 14-10 margin. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph in the studio. Tom Cowles here. And look at that statistic sheet a quarter of the way through. Benedictine hitting on 4 of 16 shots, 25%. Valley, a good shooting team, is 6 of 15, 40% from the floor. From the outside, the Ravens have been red hot lately, but not yet tonight. 1 of 7. From the outside for Benedictine, 14%, and hitting 1 of 2 free throws. You got rebounding numbers, 15-7. Valley is over double the Raven rebounding numbers. And the fact that with all of that, BC is within 4, got to feel pretty okay about that. Ravens will have the ball. The feed will go in the middle. It's going to be batted away. stolen by Missouri Valley. Viking did in the fourth quarter and quickly with it. They'll come down the middle. Big guy will put the shot off the window. It's no good, but the follow is going to be up and home by Logan Walker, and he's got five. 16-10 Valley. 9:20 to go in the first half. Up going with it, Ahmad Lewis. Little left-hand dribble. Just kind of staring into the middle, letting the offense work, kind of run. Here's Parker. Larry skips it over to the right to Belt. Braden still looking for his first points of the night. Here's a feed inside. Parker goes up, gets fouled, coming to the line. Foul is going to be on Logan Walker. His first, fourth Valley foul tonight. And at the stripe for Benedictine, Larry Parker, his free throw does not go in. Larry's got a couple of points so far tonight. Comes in averaging just about two a game. He is a 44% free throw shooter this season. 8 of 18, and he will miss both of those. Back up floor. Here come the Vikings. I could help him with a list of things to work on in the summer. Maybe the free throws. Something he might take an eye on. 8:40 to go in the first half. Now the ball batted away by the Ravens. Picked back up underneath and stolen by Gino. Corridori coming up with the basketball, and Ahmad up the floor. 8.5 to go in the first half. Quickly to the right side, it's going to be LaRue. Right to the left end dribble, top side Parker, back over to the left. Ahmad plays off the screen, gets it to Corridori at the top of the key. Here's Belt. He'll go left. Backs in, kicks on top, long three for Ahmad. What a shot, Ahmad Lewis. His first point to the game, and the Ravens are right back to within a possession. It is 16-13, and we have 8 to go in the first half. Valley will take it down the right side, outside the block, and then a pass batted away. Knocked away by LaRue, picked up by Lewis. Skips it right side. Parker shot deflected away. Rebounding it back is going to be Valley. Chase Lance up the court. Hard to believe that Chase hasn't scored yet in the game. Here's Keenan Jones. Back to Chase. Shot clock at 15. Lots of time for this Viking possession. Lance goes all the way baseline. It's blocked out of bounds by Corridori. Back into the game for the Vikings as Lance will check out. The guy we've been talking about all evening long, Cahan Smith. Now in for Valley is going to be Dylan Driver. Walker's going to come out, and we're going to see Dylan Driver in for the first time tonight out of Covington, Georgia, 6'4" junior. Big guy, broad shoulders, big, strong frame. 7.5 to go in the first half. Vikings with the basketball, leading it by three. Here's Smith, feet underneath, and the driving layup. And as quickly as he comes into the game, Dylan Driver collects his first 2 points tonight, pushing the Viking lead to 18-13. 7:11 to go in the first half. Ezra Vigafa walks it up. Vigafa, Lewis, LaRue, Belt, and Corridori for BC. The driving shot off the Winterman. Good! Ezra Vigafa! 18-15. Inside 7 to go in the half. Valley has it back off on top. Giovanni Floyd back over to Smith. Long three, rims out. No good. Lewis with a rebound, and here comes Ahmad. Defender backpedaling in front of him, and Ahmad's pass just plucked out of the sky by Smith. And he will weave his way up the floor. Drives to the free throw line, backs away, keeps the dribble alive with the right hand, gets between the circles, dumps it over to the left side to Floyd. Now backing in, turning around, fading away. The shot is up and short, and Ahmad Lewis with another rebound. Ahmad really working the boards well tonight. He has 4 of Benedictine's 10 boards so far this evening with 6:10 left in the first half. Left side. Going to be LaRue, back out on top to Braden. Belt goes into the lane. Little one-handed runner for probably 10 or 12 feet is in for Braden. First point tonight, Braden Belt. And it's now 18-17, Benedictine within one. And we got 5:50 to go in the first half. Floyd with the ball. back to Jones. Valley on offense. Ravens deal with their player defense. We're going to see that all night. And a little hook pass down the lane by Smith. I think it took everybody by surprise. Maybe he saw something that no one else saw. Maybe he just was hoping for the best. I don't know what happened, but no one was near the ball. Neither did anybody make a move for it. That thing just laser beamed its way out of bounds, and the Ravens are going to have it in play from the backcourt. Benedict and Trettinga by one is going to be dealing against some full court pressure up court. We're at 5.5 to go in the first half. Ahmad Lewis brings it up, tries to play off the screen. Back into the game is going to be Hilgendorf. Back over to the right. Now we're going to get a double dribble on Ahmad. You got to give that turnover credit for it to Jace Lance from Missouri Valley because, again, Jace can score. I'm still shocked that he has not scored yet tonight because he averages, you know, 10 or so a game and is a superb perimeter shooter. But he's also an excellent defender. My original point is he forced that Benedictine turnover. Now here's a back and away shot from the baseline left, failing, and a rebound pulled down by LaRue. And the defender reaches in, and yeah, it's Conn Smith who ties that ball up. BC will have it in play. Wait a minute. We're stopping play here. Is it, which way is the arrow going? Okay. They originally said it was Ravens basketball, and then that prompted Coach Lance to dash up to the scorer's table. And are we having a little difficulty with the arrow box? It's not the one we normally have. We normally have a really nice, very modern, kind of a clear Lexan one with arrows on it. Tonight we got the old shoebox. Skip pass over to the left side. Shoebox with a light bulb on each end. Here's a shot going up, but prior to that we have a foul. I think they found that possession thing in a closet in the old gym up there somewhere. I like it. Well, what we need is that the old tower, you know, where you had the fouls and you climbed to the top, and it had a little possession arrow light on either end. Now the officials still having a little difficulty. They're huddled up. They sent the teams back to their respective benches. They're having a chat beneath the north goal. And are coming over onto the scorer's table. Looking around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, the guys' side conference standing, Mid-America perched on top, not because they got the most wins, but just because they got the better percentage. Mid-America is 16-4, but 14-2 in the conference. Central Methodist is 17-3, but 13-3. In conference play, as Grayson is also 13-3 in conference play, which puts them ahead of Baker, who is 13-4 in conference play. So those five teams, 13-14 wins, and then it drops off dramatically. Missouri Valley is the next team up at 8-8. Peru is 8-9, followed by Grandview and Culver with 7 wins. Park with 6. Benedictine below them with 7-10, because you got teams who are still catching up games from weather issues. So these teams are not all on a level field with the same number of games having been played. So it gets a little dicey. We'll talk about that a lot in Sports Look tomorrow night here on K Radio. Here's a little left-handed turnaround shot. Nicely done. It's going to be up and in. Valley had the basketball, put it in play, and Keenan Jones just turns and throws it in. Valley goes up 20-17. 4.5 to go in the half. Ezra Vigafa with the basketball. Ezra's out there with Ahmad, Jack, Bryson, and Hagan. In the middle, Vigafa, left side, LaRue. What a shot! Wait a minute! A three and a plus one. Count the three-point shot. The foul is going to be on Missouri Valley's Dylan Driver, his first. And not only does Bryson tie the game with the bucket, he can give his team a lead with a possible 4-point play. The gym's quiet. The free throw's good. Benedictine goes up by one on the four-point play by Bryson LaRue. 4:16 to go. 21-20, Ravens up top. Lance around to the right side. Kicks it over to Burnett. Back out on top, that's Smith. He will just drive, finger rolled in. Tell you what, he's good. There's just no way, two ways about it. Kyan Smith. He's got 9 points so far tonight. Kyan Smith out of Rand Lake College. I'm going to have to... Gonna have to search that up. Driving to the other end. Hilgendorf, nobody gets in front of him, and he puts it up and in. Benedictine goes back up as these two teams now exchange the lead. It's 23-22. 3.5 to go here in the first half as we have a foul on the upcourt play. And it was going to be on Ezra Vigafa. First for Ezra and Benedictine. Okay, we're, 16.5 minutes into the game. Two team fouls. Keenan Jones will come to the line after that one. He has no free throw opportunities yet tonight. The left-handed free throw is up and good. And Keenan will have his third point of the game. Keenan Jones averages just over 10 points a game. He's also 22 of 40. At the free throw line this season, 55% of the strike. A couple of substitutions coming in for Coach Moody before the second free throw, which is up and also good. So Jones will collect them both, has four. And again, the teams trade the lead. This time it's back to Valley, 24-23. BC, Ezra Vigafa. Stops, goes over to Larry. Parker into the corner to Jack. Vanderwood thinking about three. Yes, it goes to Parker. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Braden Belt. Belt will pull up for three. Well short. And the rebound is going to be out of play. It will be Valley basketball. For the Ravens, Ezra Vigafa, Jack Vanderwood, Braden Belt, Larry Parker, Gino Corridori. They're going to be the guys out there now. 2:50 left in the first half. With the ball in the lane, now finally getting rid of it. The little hook shot is too soft. And will it be Gino called for a foul here as he was towering over his opponent? Yep. Foul is going to be the first tonight for Gino. And Raymond team foul three. But again, Missouri Valley, Raymond have committed three fouls, but two of those three are shooting. Giovanni Floyd looks for his first point of the game, and he will get it with that free throw. Giovanni's gotten a bit of playing time tonight. Averages 5.3 coming off the bench for Valley. He's played in 17 games. He started five of them for Coach Lance. Hits both of those free throws. And back up now by three goes Valley, 26-23. 2.5 to play here in the first half. Bobbing the ball way out on top. It's going to be Belt over to the left side of Parker. Coach Moody near midcourt as he's trying to get his team to maybe have do something different than they were doing. And they're down the court with it. Valley will pull up a jump shot. No good. Corridori with the rebound and Benedictine up the floor. 2:15 to go. So the Ravens, after turning it over, at least do not sacrifice any points. Defeat underneath to Gino. His shot misses. Rebound Valley. Back again. The Vikings leading by three. That's a long three-point shot. Missed. Belt with a rebound and Benedictine back get away. Both teams running kind of haphazardly now. Now we're going to get a big collision. Bodies are on the floor and there's the offensive foul on Vanderwood. Jack seemed very determined to drive into the lane. He will collect his second foul of the night. Is he going to stay out there? I see no move for the Ravens, by the Ravens to make any kind of a change. 1:52 to go, first half. Now maybe he does come out, he does. Bryson LaRue comes back in. So Jack, who's been prolific scoring lately for Benedictine, has not had a lot of success yet tonight getting any points on the board. He is still scoreless, and we're at a minute 45 to play in the first half. Valley with a basketball, they are up three. Out on top of it is Jace. Jace Lance, little one-hand push pass over to Smith. He'll start into the lane, back it away, keep the dribble alive, cut back over to the right side, working in front of LaRue. Brings it off on top, gets it there to Walker. Here's a shot up and good for the long two. Two-point shot, Logan Walker, and he's at seven. 28-23. 6-0 run here for Valley. Minute 15 to go in the first half. The ball is going to be knocked away by from Ezra. Picked up by Taylor. On the other end, he'll lay it in. Vinny Taylor gets his first point tonight. And it's 30-23. Valley's on an 8-0 run. 1 minute to go in the half. Here's Vigapa. Lays off the screen. Kicks it back. Gino for three. That's not even close. Rebound Valley. Outlet up the floor. Down the court. Easy layup. Missed! Rebound Benedictus Braden Belt. Down the floor, Vincent Taylor was all alone. Lays it up. Doesn't get it to fall. Here's Vigapa to LaRue. Back out on top. Parker for three. Nope. Rebound Valley. Benedict is struggling to find any points here the last few minutes. And we're down to 20 seconds to go in the half, and the shot clock goes off. Valley bringing it up the court. Here's Jace Lance with it, running it at the one. Skips it over to Colin Smith. 10 seconds, down nine. Valley up seven. Going to get this last shot. Lance to Smith. It's for three. It's off the mark. Ravens rebound is halftime. Back and forth first half, but a late run by Missouri Valley gives the Vikings the intermission lead. We'll be back to summarize it for you as the teams head off the floor. It is Missouri Valley 30, Benedictine 23.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
The Nolan Gymnasium, where it was a really entertaining first half and was just neck and neck at one point with about 4 minutes to play in the half. These two teams had made, five trips up and down the floor and each time exchanging a one-point lead. But at the end of that, Missouri Valley went on an 8-0 run and has taken a seven-point lead into the locker room. Let's recap the scoring for you. Individually for Missouri Valley, leading the way, Colin Smith with 9. Logan Walker coming in off the bench with 7. 4 tonight for both Keenan Jones and Jarius Burnett. And with 2, you've got Giovanni Floyd, Dylan Driver, and Vincent Taylor. For Benedictine, no one in double figures, but Bryson LaRue is your leading scorer with 7. Couple of threes and a free throw. In fact, that was a 4-point play for Bryson LaRue. Hagen Hilgendorf had 6, 3 apiece for Ezra Vigapa and Ahmad Lewis. And with 2, you'll find Braden Belt and Larry Parker. Nobody in any foul trouble for Valley. You've got one guy with 2. For Benedictine, you got one guy with 2. No one else with more than 1. That all said, second half should be pretty good. These teams have gone back and forth. The first game is very competitive. This one has no reason not to be. And we're looking forward to bringing you the second half live. But right now, halftime in the Nolan. We're going to take our traditional break and be back to bring you the second half. But with that intermission score, Missouri Valley 30, Benedictine 23, we return to the world-renowned K-Radio Sports Studio and the man at the wheel, Joseph.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cones, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you college basketball from the Nolan. We will return to Tom Couts and the men's Ravens basketball team in just a few minutes. Taking a look at the Care Country Sports Studio, we've got a lot on tap for you. Starting tomorrow night, we'll have Sports Look. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Then we'll go on to Friday night. On Friday night, we've got high school basketball as we've got Marhill Mount Academy playing host to JCN. Tune in right around 6 o'clock or so. Again, it is at the Marhill Mount Academy gym, so it might be a little bit late. But we will have that girls' game in its entirety when it starts, and the boys' game as well following the girls' game. Saturday brings us to Benedictine Ravens basketball as the Ravens are on the road at Culver Stockton. Taking on Culver Stockton at 2 p.m. will be the women's team. The men will take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. Tuesday brings us back to high school basketball as the Marhill Mount Academy Ravens are on the road taking on the Oskaloosa Bears. 6 p.m. is the scheduled tip for that Tuesday night game with the girls, and then the boys should take to the court sometime around 7:30 to 8 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference with the women's finals.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Taking a look at the ladies' scores in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we had Central Methodist top Baker with a final score of Central Methodist 50, Baker 47. Grandview beat William Penn 89-63. Mount Mercy had a 91-74 victory over Graceland. And we had two overtime games as Clark beat Culver Stockton up in Dubuque, Iowa, with a final score of Clark 73, Culver Stockton 70. Mid-America Nazarene topped Peru State in an overtime win of 97 points to the Peru State Ladies 85. In the game that you heard earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, the Benedictine Lady Ravens had a handy win at 70 points to Missouri Valley's 56. I'll be back in just a moment with the men's scores.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olay? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in men's basketball, we've come to halftime in most of the games. A Central Methodist is trailing Baker. Baker's got 58 points to Central Methodist's 28 points. Mount Mercy and Graceland are matching up in Lamoni, Iowa. Graceland's got 41 points to Mount Mercy's 31 at the half. Culver Stockton and Clark are sitting 3 points apart. Clark's got 39 points to Culver Stockton's 36 at the half. Grandview and William Penn are 4 points apart, with Grandview at 35 points to William Penn's 31. And with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the first quarter, Mid-America Nazarene is leading Peru State 36-31. At the half right now, here in Atchison, Kansas, Missouri Valley Vikings are leading the Benedictine Men's Ravens 30-23. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that Weather Eye forecast.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 44. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for isolated rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 64. Cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 40. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Highs around 60 Friday under overcast skies. 58 Saturday, isolated rain showers likely. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Many thanks to our man Joseph in the Bears Sports Studio. Joseph, that's some good work, man. Thank you. Both teams are out of the court, warming up. Second half not too far away, and we welcome you back again to the Nolan Gymnasium. We're at halftime of this men's college basketball game. The visitors, Missouri Valley, leads Benedictine 30-23. Tom Couch with your court side. Give us what we're talking about as we were going into intermission. Late in the half, these two teams had drawn literally even. It was a one-point game. Back and forth. One team would go up one. Next possession, they would give it back to the opponent, would go up one. Did that five consecutive trips up and down the floor. But then, Missouri Valley got on a little bit of a run, rolled off the final 8 points of the half, and go up by seven. 30-23. The Ravens were up 23-22 before Valley got on that little run and went into the locker room up by that 7-point spread. You look at those halftime stats and say, well, what really kind of happened? But Benedictine didn't shoot particularly well. That's probably going to be the first thing. Valley's not red hot. 12 of 30. Benedictine, 9 of 26. Okay, so right there, 3 buckets, 6 points, you're down 7. That's about what it is. So Benedictine hitting only 35% of their first half shots. From the outside, Ravens are 3 of 12, 25%. Valley, not even that good, 2 of 10 for 20%. At the free throw line, Sir Valley's perfect at 4 of 4. Benedictine is 2 of 5. Other than that, you can just compare the numbers. These two teams are deadlocked. Turnovers, 7 apiece. Rebound, a bit of a Valley edge, 22-15. And there you have it. Right now, though, for Benedictine, the order of business, keep the winning streak alive. 4 in a row for the Ravens coming in here tonight. They put the ball in play from midcourt across the way. We're underway and driving in. The point blank layup is missed, and Gino's follow shot is missed, and that is a very unfortunate way to start the second half with what looked like a couple of shots. It just didn't have the focus and attention on them. They're just kind of put up there, like throwing it to the basket, but not looking it in. Free throw for Gino. Clanks off the back. It's no good as Ravens not taking advantage of early opportunities. That, by the way, is the second foul of the game for Keenan Jones. For Missouri Valley, coming 10 seconds into the second half, Cordori missing the first, will hit his second free throw. And Gino, who's been like scoring it up for Benedictine, that's his first point tonight. It is 30-24. Valley with the ball and the lead. And now they're running a little motion offense. Here Smith goes inside, twists and turns and hits his man crossing behind the goal. It's up and good for Patterson. His first points of the game. 32-24, and the Ravens now down by 8. They have trailed by as many as 9 early. Got down right out of the gate, 12-3. But Benedictine with a basketball, you can't afford to give a Heineck team with this kind of talent. Can't afford to let that happen too long or too often. Here's a turnaround shot by Belt. It won't go in, and for Benedictine, trouble getting points on the board. Smith will bring it down, look away, pass on top, running threes off the mark. Gino will have the ball taken away from him. Brought back on top, another three is shot, and again missed. Back-to-back misses by Patterson. This time, Cordori does get a rebound down, and Ravens are going to come up the floor. 18:45 to go. The ball slapped out of Corridori's hands by Smith. Ravens will have it in at the far side. With at 32-24, Viking lead, Benedictine is now going to have to be climbing back into this. Corridor in some trouble. Gets it away to Ezra, who comes back, kind of rescues him. To the baseline left, the shot, LaRue, yes, for three. Bryson LaRue, he's been an offensive bright spot for this team, and now he's the first Raven to get into double-figure scoring. Give him 10 on the night. His three threes and a free throw. It's 32-27, and we've got 18-18 to go in the game. Hagan is coming to the scorer's table. Smith will drive into the lane, puts that little runner up. He does that a lot. Crosses over, going from side to side, and then just kind of flips the ball up off the backboard at the top of the square and kicks it off the glass and in. But that time it did not work, and the Ravens are going to come up court with it. Inside 18 to play. It is 32-27, Missouri Valley by 5. Cordori with the top side, kicks it over to Ahmad Lewis. His pass to the middle is lost, but Ahmad's going to save it back. His defender leaves his feet, but no chance for Lewis to get a shot away. Back it'll come to Belt. Shot clock's at 5. Hilgendorf will go for the long 2. Misses it. And a rebound is going to be taken away by Missouri Valley. Patterson coming up with the basketball quickly into the forecourt himself in front of the scorer's table and right in front of head coach Chad Lance. Dishes it over to the left side to Smith. Top side down, Jones. Little hook pass in the middle. It's going to be slapped away, and the Ravens, what a save. Batted away by Bryson LaRue. Saved underneath by Corridori. And here comes Ahmad Lewis. In, dumps it left, belt for 3. No. Rebound underneath Hagan Hilgendorf. Another 3 shot by Belt. He'll make that one happen. Braden Belt's first 3 of the game, and we're going to get a Raven timeout. Let's do it. Joseph, we'll take the break at 16:58 to go in the game. Ravens right in this thing. It's Vikings 32, Benedictine 30.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
But Missouri Valley leading the ball game by 2 points with just inside 17 minutes to play. One of the things that Coach Lance's team has done, and I mean they have done it really well, is stop Gino. We talked about it in the pregame that Gino Corridori in his Raven winning streak, averaging 15 points a game, 5 rebounds a game, and is fourth in the conference, hitting 58%+ of his shots. Okay. So far tonight, Gino has 1 point and 0 for 2. Not only is he 0 for 2, but only taken 2 shots, and that is big for Valley. If you can keep Gino out, you can do a lot of good things now. The feed to the left side of the lane as it comes in playing. As a shot is put up by Jarius Burnett, he is fouled by Hagan Hilgendorf. Foul number 1 for Hagan, first foul of the second half for Benedictine. First free throw is up and way short for Jarius Burnett. Jarius comes in a 71.1% free throw shooter. Ravens are going to bring Parker back into the game for Bryson LaRue. One more shot coming. It is way short again. Ravens are going to rebound it down. So it'll be Hilgendorf coming up with a rebound, and Benedictine dodges a bit of a bullet there. 16.5 to go in the game. Ravens have the basketball down 2. The feed underneath. Vanderwood, the runner. An assist for Ahmad Lewis. So Jack with his first point of the game. And we're tied at 32. So the Ravens answer that run by Valley with an 8-0 run of their own. And we've got 16 minutes to go. Feed to the left side, little jumper off the rim, 1, 2, 3, 4 times, no good. Parker with the board, and Benedictine with an opportunity at a lead. They have not been in front yet in the second half. Here's Ahmad Lewis all the way around the perimeter. Comes out on top. Hilgendorf to Belt to Hilgendorf. He wants to take that three and then doesn't. Vanderbilt will take that three and drains it right in the face of Conn Smith. Jack with five. All of them here in the last couple of minutes in the second half. And it's 35-32 Benedictine. And the Ravens are on an 11-0 run. Here's a long three, and that will break that streak as, wait a minute, officials waving it off? Let's see what's going on here. We have official coming over to the scorer's table with 15:21 to go, and they're going to review whatever it is that they're going to review. So, going to be interested to see what they do and what the shot is or isn't when they get back to us here. There we go. Back with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Officials taking the time. They're looking around the video screen. Video screen's going to wear me out a little bit, but you know that, right? Hey, tell you what I do like. I'd like to tell you about Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management. Certainly one of our title sponsors, and Ken is also your financial planning expert. Give him a call. Hamada Wealth Management at 913-379-8690. Okay. That bucket is good for two. All right. So they're going to make it a two-point shot. It is now 35-34. Benedictine by one. And we've got 15 minutes to go. On the left side, Hilgendorf for three from deep in the corner. And the lid is completely off for the Ravens now as Benedictine putting points on the board. Hagan has his ninth of the game. And it is a 38-34 Raven lead. BC loves the lower scoring games and they pride themselves on their defense. And it's been pretty good tonight. Here's a little runner in from the right side. Are we counting the bucket? We are. That was quite the continuation. So, now Coach Moody is questioning the official who calls that foul and awards the basket in conjunction with the foul. So the bucket is going to be deemed good by Luan Patterson. The free throw then will be good. He'll complete the convention three-point play. And suddenly the Ravens lead 38-37. 14 and a half to play in the game. Benedictine on the court with Ahmad Lewis, Jack Vanderwood, Braden Belt, Larry Parker, Hagan Hilgendorf. And now Benedictine is going to turn it over. We're getting a pair of substitutions into the lineup for Coach Lance and Missouri Valley. And as they get in, we'll give them a second, and we'll see if we can't get them picked out. The feed to the right block. The shot is up, and it is good by big Logan Walker, and he's at 9 points now. And the Vikings have gone back in front, 39-38, 14 minutes to go. Ravens go up the court. We're going to get another foul. And suddenly, not a lot of fouls called in the first half, but in the second half, I don't know if the velocity of play has increased that much. But we're certainly having many more fouls called in the second half. It feels like that we had early on. Here's a free throw, and he will not go in for Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad with 3 points in the ballgame on the first half, three-point shot. Braden Belt's going to check out before the second free throw, and Bryson LaRue returns to the game for Benedictine. And Bryson having a nice night tonight. He's at 10 points and leads BC in scoring. Ahmad, second free throw does not go in either, and the Ravens continue to trail by one as you get Conn Smith bringing the ball up court, and the Vikings go back on offense. Here's Jace Lance. Dishes it over to the left side. Walker will go into the lane. Little look-away pass is going to be rejected in the middle, knocked away by Corey Dory, and the Ravens will retrieve the free basketball. 13:40 to play in the ball game. Vikings with a one-point lead. Benedictine with a basketball, 39-38. Long cross-court pass comes out on top. Vanderwood, he puts up the three that kicks off no good. And the rebound is swept away by Vincent Taylor. Chase Lance up with it for the Vikings. Kicks it over to Walker, who feeds underneath. Oh, and an easy, easy layup. Vincent Taylor has four, and the Vikings go up three now. 41-38. 13 minutes to go. Here's Vanderwood. Kicks it across and right into the hands of Lance. Lance saw what was happening there, and he anticipated that pass. Here's a shot going to be blocked from behind 5-1, and then a second Raven, and BC's up the floor with it. Here's Ahmad Lewis with the basketball. Coming it out on top. Here's the center circle. Getting it in the hands of Bryson LaRue, and Benedict's going to be on offense. Lewis, Vanderwood, LaRue, Hilgendorf, Corridori. The Raven 5. Here's the 3. Kagan from outside. The big guy can shoot. Couple of threes for Hagan here in the second half, and Coach Lance is saying, wait a minute, I did not know that big guy could shoot like that. And you know the Vikings are going to have to make an adjustment to compensate, and this game can't get any closer. We got a timeout, Joseph, down to 12 and a half minutes to play tonight. Benedictine 41, Missouri Valley 41.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
In the second half, Benedictine has scored 18 points, 15 of those 18 on three-point shots. You've got two by Hilgendorf, one apiece for Belt, LaRue, and Vanderwood. So the Ravens have found the range from the outside. They have exploited it, and this game is tied with 12 and a half minutes left. Back on the court for Benedictine. Now Coach Moody's going to go to the pair of big guys with Hilgendorf and Corridori. With them, LaRue, Vanderwood, and Vigafa. No. Yes, Vigafa. Here he is. Here's a drive from the right side and switching the ball over to the left hand and laying it up off the window and in. Missouri Valley retakes the lead on the layup by Keenan Jones. It is 43-41, and we've got 12 minutes to play. The pass over to the left side to Hilgendorf. Tries to shake his defender, but Walker doing a good job of really hanging with him. Walker's a big guy out of Washington State. BC has the ball, 6 on the shot clock. Here's Gino. Backs in, head fakes, rotates, turns, Swift scores. Gino Corridori, that was a big time play right there. Well done by Corridori. His first basket of the game. He's got one free throw. That was his first basket tonight. Here's a 3. No. Rebound, Valley tips it out, controls it down. Brings it up on top to Keenan. His shot high off the block is no good, but we'll have a BC foul. It's going to be on Vigafa, his second foul tonight. Clock's going to stop as Missouri Valley's Keenan Jones comes to the free throw line with 11:26 to play in the game. 43-43. Free throw, yeah. Rattling it home, Keenan Jones. That's his 7th point tonight. He is 3 of 3 at the free throw line. 44-43, Valley. Keenan taking his time, eyeing this thing up. Flips it with the left hand, drops it through. And Valley goes up by 2. Ravens will bring it up. First they brought it into Hilgendorf, who started coming up forward with it. And he's, you know, probably better give it to Ezra. Magafa up court. 11-11 to play in the game. LaRue, long cross court to Jack. He'll head for the baseline and step on the sideline as he reached back with that foot. Can't understand why you stand so close to the baseline and you feel like you've got to step back. And that is multiple times that has happened tonight, both teams. Here's a feed over to the left side. We haven't seen a lot of points out of Jace Lance tonight. Matter of fact, we haven't seen any points out of Jace. Here's a three. We've seen a lot of points out of Keenan Jones. That is now 11 points for Keenan. And suddenly, Benedictine finds themselves down five with 10:40 left. Here's Vigapa. Double team, trapped on the side. Kicks it on top. Hilgendorf, can he hit another three? Not that one. And the rebound is going to be torn away, and we have a foul, I think, on Corridori. We do. Gino Corridori. His second foul. And Gino's going to have to be a little bit cautious. I understand the frustration, but you can't have that apparent kind of a reaction. Because officials a lot of times think you're showing them up, and they don't like that much. So Gino will probably want to keep that under wraps a little bit closer. Valley with the basketball, leading it 10 minutes to go in the game. It's 48-43. That's a double dribble. Keenan Jones was driving to the left side, kind of mishandled the ball, grabbed it with both hands for a moment, and then starts dribbling again, and now he's coming up arguing with the official all the way up the court, and Benedictine puts it in play. Here comes Ahmad Lewis. Coach Moody made a handful of adjustments in his lineup during that timeout. Top side's going to be Parker. We're inside 10, Joseph, so a break is imminent. T comes over to the left side to Parker. Little hook shot way too soft. He didn't have anything on that at all. Jace Lance will go left side. They're running three for Jace. There it is. He can shoot. Can't believe he hasn't shot more tonight. That will be his first point of the game, and that is his second shot of the game. And suddenly, again, it's an 8-0 run for Valley. The shot is up by Benedictine, missing. 51-43. Lance will have it up on the top side with 9:20 to play tonight. Backing in, driving in, down low. Shot is blocked! And I suspect that whistle means that the foul will be on Hilgendorf. They're going to put on Belt. Frank Belt was kind of blunting that play, and Hilgendorf came in second. So Braden Belt will collect the foul. It'll be his first, and the teams will head for their benches as we have our media break. Joseph, let's enjoy this timeout. What do you say? We're down to 9:04 to play. Fun game. Going to be an exciting finish. Missouri Valley 51, Benedictine 43.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Here's only 9:04 to go in the ball game. Vikings leading the Ravens 51-43. Joseph in the studio, Tom Kaufman here courtside in the NOLA Gymnasium. Through three quarters of this game, Missouri Valley's 20-44, shooting the ball up to 45.5%. Benedictine 16-41, now 39%. From outside, the Ravens have warmed up a little bit. They're 8 of 20, hitting 40% of the three-point shots, and Valley's still not red hot out there, 4 of 14, 28%, but better than it was earlier. Coming to the free throw line for the Vikings. Vinny Taylor, his free throw's good. And he has point number 5. Turnovers dead even between these teams. Personal fouls are 7 and 8, almost identical. Second free throw by Taylor. Got them both. Now 53-43. Ravens down 10. This is a pivotal, pivotal possession with 9 minutes to play. Benedict needs to be making inroads. And time is going to begin to run out. Here's LaRue to Belt. Skips it to Hilgendorf. Loses his defender. Kisses it off the window and scores. That was a nice play. Well done, Hagen Hilgendorf. 53-45. That's how comebacks start, with one bucket. Shot on the other end misses, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. They will stay off Benedictine. The Ravens with Ahmad Lewis and Bryson LaRue out there. Hagen Hilgendorf, Larry Parker, and Braden Belt. It'll come into the Vikings. Topside, Jace Lance. He just hit that big three a couple of moments ago. Working against Hilgendorf. Passes over to the right side. Patterson dumps it in the middle. The two-handed layup is going to be up and good. A foul on LaRue. And a chance at a three-point play for Missouri Valley. Nolan Jim has gotten pretty quiet as Missouri Valley has once again assumed a double-figure lead. Vince Taylor just hit a couple of free throws a moment ago and will hit that one, completing the three-point play. LaRue has one foul tonight. Benedictine has, what do they got, 16 fouls already? And we've still got 8:12 to play. It is a 56-45 lead. Largest of the ball game for Missouri Valley. Just over 8 minutes to go. 11-point advantage. Vikings here are the Ravens now. Looking for that offense to come back. Pass to the left. The three. Yeah, there it is. Putting it in the hands of Hagen Hilgendorf, who's having a big night scoring the ball. 11.5, 17-9 so far for Hilgendorf. It is 56-48. Three from the other end does not go in. Hilgendorf with the rebound, and the three-point shot continues to revolutionize basketball. And the three from LaRue. Back-to-back threes by Benedictine. LaRue has his fourth of the night, and it's 56-51. And Ravens right back in it with 7:17 to play. Pass into the hands of Luan Patterson. It's going to be slapped away by Ahmad Lewis. It'll go into the Viking bench, the Viking bench, and be put back in play. Jace Lance will do the inbound work. Benedictine with Hilgendorf, Belt, LaRue, Hall, and Lewis. Had to look out there and make sure that I saw Hall come in. Here's a little push. The shot misses. No foul calls. The follow shot, no. And is there a shot clock violation? Coach Moody says shot clock. The officials are all looking at one another. Was the foul before or after that horn went off? It was so close, they will probably review this. I suspect the officials now, they are coming together and having a little bit of a powwow. Coach Lance is miffed that they're having the conversation. He thinks that foul is extremely evident to him. 6:54 to play in the game. One official cautions Coach Lance, don't worry about that. We will determine and we will ascertain what has gone on. I think they're going to call a foul before the shot clock, but we'll see how that shakes out. Good to see Anthony Hall in the game for Benedictine. Hadn't got a ton of playing time lately. The 6'5" sophomore from Kansas City, Missouri. Are they going to review? I guess they will. Tomorrow on Care Radio is our very, very busy sports week continues. It's going to be busy for the next month or so as we race through February. Tomorrow it's going to be Sports Look. J. join Gus and me for that. It'll begin here on Carrier at about 5:15, 5:20, right after Brian Hagan concludes the Carrier Radio Evening Report, getting you up to speed on all the news and stuff. We'll come in and catch up to speed with all the sports and stuff. Review what's going on in the high schools with Benedictine men and women, athletics, and all kinds of other things as well. So tomorrow night on Care Radio, again, roughly 5:20 for sports. So Friday night, NEKL basketball, as we will have Jefferson County North at Marhill Mount Academy. First game, probably six-ish. Second game after that, just depending on how long the preliminary games go. So, again, it is high school basketball then Friday on Care Radio and Saturday afternoon. I think I'll just toddle on over to Canton. If you haven't been there, you oughta. Everybody needs to see it once on the banks of the Mississippi. Ravens at Culver Stockton. Gonna have it. Not a little surprised that they didn't move these up to the 12 and 2s, but they're not. It's 2 o'clock for the ladies, 4 o'clock for the guys. So, we will have Raven Hoops Saturday afternoon, Benedictine, and the Culver Stockton Wildcats. Over there to Joe Davis Fieldhouse. The Vistas are taking an extraordinary amount of time. And let me, I don't mind saying an inordinate amount of time trying to decide this. 6:54 to play. And now they walk away. And it's kind of like, you know, those NFL officials where they hold their play sheets up in front of their mouth, or a baseball player holds the glove up. They're kind of concealing their hand, their mouth with their hands. And they're going to call it a shot clock violation. And Coach Lance is steamed. .6:54 to go. They will wave off that foul and play on a shot clock violation, and the Ravens are going to be bringing it in. Now Coach Lance just giving the ugly, icy stare to the officials and walking up and down the sideline, shaking his head. Not a happy man. BC with a basketball, and they're right in this thing, trailing at 56-51. Up court with it, it'll come with Ahmad Lewis. He'll accelerate, goes left, goes in, goes up, gets fouled, and will be at the free throw line for a couple of shots. The whistle is going to be on Valley's Luan Patterson. He will have his third foul of the game, and Valley's going to have their third foul of the second half. Benedictine has already committed 6 second half fouls with 6:42 to go. Free throw? Yes. So Ahmad Lewis missed 2 free throws a moment ago. Connects on that one, having now his 4th point of the game, and that will make it 5 points for him. And Benedictine is back to within a possession at 56-53. 6.5 minutes left. Valley's got Chase with the ball. The feed underneath is deflected. Rebound stripped away, and Ravens are going to steal it. What a nice job by Ahmad Lewis and Hagen Hilgendorf coming up with that steal. Good outlet up the court to Anthony Hall. Driving down, the feet across. Hilgendorf, the bucket, an assist by Ahmad. It's a 1-point game. 56-55. We're getting a Viking timeout. Coach Lance with his arms still crossed and still just staring at the officials. We're taking a break, Joseph. 6:07 to go in the game. It's Missouri Valley 56, Benedictine 55.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Hey,
6:07 to go. 56-55. Missouri Valley leading Benedictine here in Atchison tonight. Welcome back, everybody. Been an extremely entertaining ball game. A lot of other good games going on around the conference, and we will review them fully for you on Sportsbook tomorrow night, not on the games and the scores, but the implications of those games, how the conference is shaken up. As after this game tonight, we go to Moving Month. So Valley coming out of the timeout, it's going to be Jace Lance putting it in play, and they're taking it right back. Swings the ball on top, driving it down the right side. It's going to be Patterson between the circles, out on top to Keenan Jones. Back over to Lance. Now way wide on the left side, shot clock in single digits. Bouncing in, going up, shot no good. Followed up off the rebound and put it in is Jarius Burnett. Jarius had 4 in the first half. That is his first point of the second half. Give him 6 tonight. And it's 58-55. 5.5 to go. Out on top, Braden Bell passed up a shot. Here's the 3. Oh, that thing was perfectly online by Anthony Hall, but just a little bit too long. Valley coming up with the rebound on the Raven miss. 5:20 to go in the game. Vikings will jump it over to the right side, kick it down low. Keenan Jones will back in. Now the turnaround shot is up and short. Way upstairs. Ahmad Lewis with the rebound and Coach Moody on his feet. Telling his team to slow down, be patient, get the shot you want. Here's going to be Anthony Hall, Bryson. It's going to be stolen from him. Smith comes down, drives in, misses the shot. And we'll have a foul called on Bryson LaRue. Bryson complaining that he did not commit that foul. So LaRue will have his second foul of the ball game. Benedict and team foul 7, but this is the shooting violation. Smith will come to the free throw line. How about this? Smith at 9 points at halftime, hasn't scored in the second half. The Ravens have really done a good job of limiting his good looks at the rim. And he's responded with no second half points. Gets 2 free throws here. Free throw here. Yep. One more shot coming up for Smith. He's 41-50 at the line this season, 82% shooter, averages about 9 points a game. So he's about spot on with what you expect from him. The second free throw is not good. And a rebound swept away by Anthony Hall. It is 59-55. The skip underneath. Hilgendorf goes back. LaRue. Over to the right side. That's Belt with it. Top side to Ahmad. Back over to the left. LaRue. And we have a collision. Hilgendorf goes sprawling and rolling across the floor. And Logan Walker will have foul number 2. 4.5 minutes to play. Benedictine with Lewis, Hall, LaRue, Belt, and Hilgendorf. He comes into Hagen. He passes up that early 3 to Belt. Back out on top again. Hilgendorf, right side. It's going to be Ezra. Skips it in the middle of Belt. In traffic, goes up, draws a foul, coming to the line. Let's see, there are several defenders surrounding him. Let's see against whom they will call that foul. It's going to be on Burnett. Free throw. Yep. Jarius Burnett, only 1 foul. That's the only foul he's committed tonight. And the first free throw by Belt is perfect. He's got 6-7 points now. 59-57, and yep, we're getting another timeout. Joseph, let's do it. The strategy is being dealt out here on the sideline. We'll be back. 4:17 to play in the game. It is Missouri Valley 59, Benedict 57.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals.
With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
.417 to go. 59-57. Skipper Benedicta, you got to be looking at this and going, you know what, we're doing a lot of the things we want to do. We want to hold this team's offensive production down. We've done a pretty good job of that. Got them kind of where, not too far from where you would like to see them in your ideal scenario. And this Viking team is capable of scoring a lot. They just are coming off an 87-67 win just a few days ago with Mount Mercy. Here comes BC. Now, here's the next thing, though. Benedictine played a game 2 days ago. Missouri Valley hasn't played in a week. Now, I'm not sure when you're 20 years old and athletic. I'm sure that affects you somewhat. Don't know how much. We'll talk with Coach about that after the game. He'll be up and chat with us. Here's a running shot by Valley. No good. Smallest guy on the floor goes upstairs and clears down that rebound. It's Ezra Vigafa. And BC is back on offense. Trailing by 2. 3:40 to play. Belt dumps it left side to LaRue. Skips it to Hilgendorf. He starts into the lane, crosses over, pulls up his dribble. Back to Belt once again. There's the screen. Belt goes 3. It's wide left. Rebound tipped out. Saved by Ahmad Lewis. He'll go back out top side. The feed right. The 3 for LaRue. Won't go in. Rebound. Hilgendorf saves it. 2 excellent offensive rebounds as Benedictine is going to keep it alive. 3 minutes to play in the ball game. Men's college basketball, a great finish. 59-57. Ravens trailing by 2, and now the ball is going to be stolen away. Valley brings it up the floor. It's going to be Smith. Weaves it over to the left side. Thinking about the 3-point shot. Patterson will not. Drives left. The ball's not free. And there's a foul call on Ahmad. Raven fans, of course, felt like he'd reached in and picked that ball cleanly. But the official beneath the goal says no. There was some contact. And as that's going to be team foul 8. We do still enjoy the 1-1 here. It's going to be Jarius Burnett coming to the line for the 1+. This free throw is good. He will earn the second. Gino Corridori coming back in for Benedictine. So it'll be Corridori, Belt, LaRue, Lewis, and Vigafa. At the free throw line for Valley, Burnett. And he will hit that second free throw also. Collecting his 8 points tonight. Missouri Valley goes back up by 4. It is 61-57. 2:45 and counting to play in the game. Lots of time. Out on top, Bryson LaRue. Drives in, rotates, twists, turns, spins, and scores. LaRue! 61-59. Valley. 2.5 minutes left. It's going to be Jace Lance taking it left side. Smith between the circles. Right side, Walker. Kicks it out to Burnett. He will fall away, put it up, and good. Jarius Burnett had 4 points in the first half. He's got 6 more in the second, and we're going to get a timeout after that bucket. 2:08 to go in the game, Joseph. Timeout. It's Missouri Valley 63, Benedictine 59.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Show for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
to Dinger, making their way back out on the court. For the Ravens, who are we going to have? Putting it in play is going to be Bryson LaRue. He'll bring it into Eric. He'll bring it into Ezra Vigampa. You've got Ahmad Lewis out there, Braden Belt, and Gino Corridori. You got five guys out there who are extremely good perimeter shooters. Basically, you got four guards in a post right now. Belt will drive down, puts up a running shot. Doesn't come close because he's found himself lying on the ground. He was blown up down there on the right side of the lane. He'll come to the free throw line with a minute 53 to go. And for Missouri Valley, the last thing you want to do. Allow Benedictine to put points on the board, not take any time off the clock. 1:53 left. Right, so LaRue's free throw, it's good. And we've still got a minute 53 to go. Long look into the middle for LaRue. No good. Rebound, Valley. So the Ravens are going to trail by three. Way out on top. But by the way, that foul was on Walker if you're keeping a scorebook at home. And now the pass down to the baseline left. We're going to get a whistle and a foul against BC. And this foul is on Corridori. Gene will collect his third foul this evening. And again at the free throw line, Missouri Valley. And coming up there is going to be Burnett. He is 2-4 at the free throw line. Missed his first two, hit his second two, hits that one. Jarris Burnett, 11 points, gets his team up by 4, and 12 points, puts his team up by 5, 65-60, still a minute 40 left. Craig Offen's going to take the inbound, and here comes Benedictus, looking to run the offense, looking to get a, they're going to get a score out of this possession, and Coach Moody knows it, he's going to take a timeout. Check with the official to make sure the ball's coming into midcourt. The official nods in concurrence, and we're going to take our break, Joseph. 1:33 to go in this men's college game. It's Missouri Valley 65, Benedictine 60.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
We got one final in the conference. We've got a couple of games that are inside a minute to play, and we've got this one. 4-point game. They've been some good ones tonight. 5-point game, make it 65-60 Valley right now in front. Baker dominates Central Methodist tonight, winning it by 13. That is our lone final. Benedictine coming out of the timeout, puts the ball in play. Driving across is going to be LaRue. Goes up and gets it for two. Bryson, 65-62. And again, it's a one-possession game, now with a minute 15 left. You would expect Valley to be very patient here. Coach Lance, no doubt, told his guys, take your time. Don't take a shot that you don't just really think you're going to hit. And here's one that goes up, and he really thought he was going to hit it. Did. Jarris Burnett. Jarris has led this team in the second half. 67-62. Minute to go. Ahmad, top side to Bryson. LaRue backs down the lane. Out on top. Belt. Looks good, but won't fall. Rebound, Valley coming up with the basketball, and we're going to get a quick foul in the backcourt by Bryson. So LaRue will take up to the other end of the floor where Conn Smith will come to the line. So Smith has 10 points. He's one of two at the free throw line, and with 37 seconds to play, and the Vikings leading it already by five. A couple of big free throws. First one, yes. 68-62. And this free throw is really big because it would make it a three-possession lead with 37 seconds left. And it does not. Ravens down six, up the floor. Here's Ezra. Ahmad. Ezra. He accelerates, dumps it out on top. Ahmad for three. No. Rebound, Valley. And Benedictine. Kind of running into a tough patch late in the game when those three-point misses are crucial for them. Just could not get any of them to fall. Back again, we go to the Valley end of the court with 21 seconds left. And coming to the line is going to be Patterson. He didn't score in the first half, had five in a second, misses that free throw. Got another final as Grandview wins at Penn tonight, 77-74. Second free throw is good for Patterson, 69-62. Here comes Vigafa, right side Hilgendorf. Bell, Hilgendorf, he'll go three. Yeah, I think I can shoot. Timeout, Benedictine, taking a break. Joseph Hagen Hilgendorf. 4 3-point shots in the second half, 14 second half, and 20 points tonight. But right now we're going to take a little timeout. 11 seconds to play. See if there's any Nolan magic here tonight. It is Missouri Valley 69, Benedictine 65.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards Checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Seconds remain here in tonight's guys game. For Benedictine, back on the road we go after being gone for 3 weeks. Ravens come home. Back-to-back games. Right back on the road Saturday over in Canton. 2 o'clock for the ladies, 4 o'clock for the guys. Of course you'll hear it here on Care Live. We'll be there. Valley putting the ball in play from deep in the backcourt, and Benedictine looking to come up with a steal, and do they get a foul call instead? They do. It will be on Anthony Hall. Raven team foul 10, so a couple of free throws for Missouri Valley. At the line for the Vikings, it is Patterson. He is 2 out of 3 at the free throw line tonight. Hit one, missed one, hit one. Only 6 points for Patterson. He averages about 11, 12 a game. This one, yes. Don't know a lot about basketball shooting technique, but I see some players, and Patterson is one of them, that as he makes that shot, he's kind of holding on to not step across the line because they shoot, and he shoots, kind of leaning forward and almost falling into the shot, and has to wait for it to get to the rim to then step across the line. Both free throws are good. 71-65. Here comes Benedictine by Goffa to Belt in the corner. LaRue has to pass it up, goes for the three. Off the glass! What a shot, LaRue! My gracious. Can we get another timeout? Let's hang on to it here, Joseph. 71-68, and suddenly, Benedictine is within a point, or possession, put the time. 2.7. So we'll see what Coach Moody has up his sleeve. Again, talk about that magic here in the Nolan Gymnasium. So finals coming in now. Again, Grandview over Penn, 77-74. Central Methodist over Bakers, or rather, Baker over Central Methodist, 80-67. I bet some people jump every second. Graceland ends up winning it by 7 over Mount Mercy, 83-76. Clark and Culver, a 1-point game with 12 seconds left, and the Ravens are going to foul immediately on the inbound with 1.8. For Valley, it's really pretty simple. You're going to put Keenan Jones down there. Perfect at the free throw line tonight, 4-4. Keenan is not a really, usually, that good a free throw shooter. 55% free throw shooter, but he's 4-4 tonight. He's just got to hit one of the two to ice this away. And this one is in. So Keenan having a big night at the free throw line. Big night offensively. 11 points. This one will go in for a dozen. And your final score tonight, Missouri Valley 73. Whoa, wait. That went in. Who threw that? I don't know. Bill Benedict comes out. It's a half-court shot. I'm looking down the stretch to do my math. And with the second left, it's a three-point shot. Now the officials are stopping the game. They're coming over to the scorer's table to decide if it was good. But you know what? We'll let them do that while we take a break. We got a timeout on the floor. We're not sure if it's over, but it's over. And Joseph will return report on the final score right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Hey, back with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium. What a finish. The officials came back out, reviewed that last three-point shot with less than a second to play, indicated it was good, So give Braden Bell three more of that half quarter. And the final score in this one here tonight, 73-71. Missouri Valley escapes Atchison with a very, very close win in a pretty competitive ball game. Let's recap the scoring for you. What do you say? First of all, for Valley, looking down my score sheet here, it looks like three guys in it. Double-figure scoring. Burnett with 14, 13 for Jones, and 11 for Smith to lead the way. A couple of guys with 9. Benny Taylor and Logan Walker, 9 apiece. 8 for Patterson. It drops then to 3 for Jace Lance and Giovanni Floyd, Dylan Driver, each with 2. For Benedictin, man, anytime you can get 20 points, you got anytime you can get a player to get 20 points, that's a big night. But when you get two players, each getting 20 points, that's pretty outstanding. Benedictin's Bryson LaRue, 21 tonight. Hagen Hilkendorf, 22. And those two guys lit it up all night for Benedictin. Really, really played well. And Hagen Hilkendorf, 4 out of 5 three-point shooting and 9 of 12 on the night. Thank you. Huh? Yeah, right there for Coach. She'll be right here. Thanks. Here you go, young man. So, yeah, that's, by the way, a reminder. Coach will be making his way up here in a little bit. He's extremely, extremely dependable. Okay, back to recapping the Benedictin scoring. Where were we at? Points, 22 for Hilgendorf, 21 for LaRue, and also in double figures you had a Braden Belt with 10. It was a five-point game for Jack Vanderwood and Ahmad Lewis. 3 in the game tonight for both Gino Corridori and Ezra Vigafa. And Larry Parker with 2. Gino, just, it's not like he's so much struggled. He just didn't get any shots away tonight. They did a superb job of kind of taking him out of the game. 1 of 3 shooting the ball, 0 of 1 from outside, and 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Corridori, who's been really scoring it up for the Ravens, was pretty much kept at arm's length and out of the game tonight by Missouri Valley. Harold, Coach coming up here already. Rebounding for Benedictin, Ahmad Lewis. He always does a great job with it. He had 6, 7 for Hagen Hilgendorf, and Gino with 5. Benedictin with 30 boards on the game tonight. And, hey, Coach, they leave one extra for you in case you didn't have one, I think. So that is yours and a spare. And are we on there?
I'm good.
All right. Ryan Moody, head coach of the BC guys. Coach, I tell you what, I came into the game so excited with this team. I come out of this game, I'm excited with this team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a tough task, man. I mean, 4 games in 8 days and the team that hasn't played since last Wednesday. And they came out here and heated us up and denied. And, I mean, I told the guys, like, before the game, I thought this might go to the last possession. We just got it to the last 2. We didn't get it to the last 1. And I thought we played really, really hard. You know, we shot the 3 well. The one thing that we couldn't get to the line like they did. You know, we got 15 free throws to their 26, and I thought we attacked the rim pretty hard. We just didn't get the calls. So rebounded well, 21 assists. I mean, like, I just told the guys in there, I'm like, we're a better basketball team than we were a month ago. It's not even close.
Not close.
I mean, 21 assists on 25 field goals. That's, like, almost insanity. That can happen. So, you know, I feel good about where we're at. We just kind of ran out of gas a little bit, going 8 for 15 from the line. I think that's some legs. I thought we defended really well for the most part tonight. But, you know, every coach is like, we don't have excuses. We don't, but we're clearly a little tired and we need some rest. So, you know, it was a great battle. I thought we did a good job. I thought Missouri Valley did a really good job of being ready. But, you know, we just couldn't get over the hump there.
Hard to say enough about how Hagen played tonight. I mean, he scarcely missed a shot. I mean, he led you in scoring. I mean, he was great.
He was really good, yeah. He's really coming into himself a little bit. I think both those bigs are. Gino didn't have a good night. He had 2 really physical games the last 2 games, and he just didn't have his legs. But I thought Hagen you know, shot it well. He moves well. I thought he defended pretty good. They kind of picked on him there at the end with that big, shoving him under the basket. If he could hold on there a little bit, we'd be happy. But, you know, offensively, I think, you know, these last two games, Tom, are teams that have shown us something that we haven't seen much this year, which is a ton of pressure on the ball and a lot of deny in the next passing lane. And I thought our guys really adjusted. We went for 80 the other night and we went for 71 tonight. So like we're just in a better place. It sucks to lose and we don't like it, but, I like where we're at. We just need a little rest.
I'm also continue to be amazed at how well Bryce LeMaru continues to play. 5 of 7 from three. I mean, 21 tonight.
He's a gamer. He plays hard. He's really confident right now. I think he had 4 assists tonight too. He's seeing the floor good, playing a ton of minutes. And, the development of all those guys, they just keep getting better. And so, you know, it gives me a lot of hope. I just told them, you know, we're going to be a tough out down the stretch and get our legs underneath us a little bit, get some rest and get through this tough straight to go 4-1 in a 5-game stretch. I think we'll take it, you know, so we'll keep trying to get better.
Tough question for you. You got a day. I mean, how do you get ready for Saturday already?
Well, we'll do nothing tomorrow. We'll lift. We'll have a light lift session tomorrow just to kind of flush out the lactic acid and get them moving.
Pretty scientific there, Coach.
I'm a biology major.
Okay, there you go.
So we'll get those guys moving just a little bit in the weight room, but we won't do anything basketball wise. That tomorrow is their day. Just relax, get off your feet, mental health, whatever it may be, and then Friday. We won't do much. I mean, we'll prep for Culver Stockton. We're going to get up early. The bus leaves at 7:45 on Saturday morning. So, you know, it's a mental prep, kind of get our bodies loose and go try to win a game at Culver. So
I'm going to be the first one to talk about something you love talking about, moving month. And here it is.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Sure,
here we go.
For sure. Here we go. I mean, you know, and I think we started moving month a little early, you know, and
I agree.
And I think we're playing very well. I think we're, I don't think anybody that looks at us wants to play us right now. I think they're not intimidated by any means, but they're like, wow, Benedictine's better. So we're going to keep our confidence high. Our guys have great attitudes. Moving month in February, like I said, you know, we got to make some hay. We got to go do some things. So we'll see what happens.
Coach, looking forward to it.
All right, Tom.
See you in Canton Saturday.
Sounds good, brother. Thanks.
You got it. Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys after just a hard fought game as Ravens coming up just short against a nice Missouri Valley team. And we're back with them Saturday afternoon over at Canton. Should be great fun from the Joe Charles Fieldhouse. Tell you what, we're going to take this home. Joseph, nice couple of games for BC tonight. Lady Ravens with an impressive win. The BC guys coming up just short tomorrow night. Sports Look right after the evening report, about 5:20. We've got to catch up on all the high school and college stuff going on and just, you know, cover the gamut. So join us for that Friday night. It'll be NDKL basketball, MHMA, JCN, and then back with the Ravens on Saturday with Culver Stockton. Thanks for having joined us. Many thanks also to our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio, Joseph, back there doing the work. Well done, young man. Till we reach you next time from the Norwood GM, Tom Couts. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.